Today's 101.9. It is Greg and Gina, and we are on the phone with Alex Smith, founder and president of Atlas Restaurant Group, based right here in Baltimore. And you guys, first of all, hats off to you because you've done great things for the restaurant industry, the restaurant employees, each and every Thursday with a program. And that program's continuing this Thursday, right?
We participate in it, and along with many of our great vendors, have sponsored a lot of things, and we do something every Thursday for all the hospitality industry in Baltimore at one of our restaurant properties.
Exactly what happens at those events?
So basically what we do is we put together between 500 and 600 care packages that have a variety of different things, everything from paper towels to toilet paper, fresh produce, proteins. And we put together a box basically of groceries for our hospitality industry workers who have been displaced through this terrible pandemic.
You'll be doing that again tomorrow at Izumi in Harbor East from noon to 1. The restaurant industry has been severely impacted from COVID-19. What do you see the future looking like?
Sure. I mean, our industry has obviously been, I think, the one hit the hardest along with the hotel industry. But, you know, we've thought about all that. Our restaurants were a very safe place to eat before. Everybody wore gloves in the kitchen before. All of our tables were sanitized and wiped down after diners dined before. And we're going to be even more cautious after. What is going to be the new norm, whatever it is, we're going to adapt to it. Whether it's spacing tables properly, whether it's having guests or our servers wear masks in front of guests, we're going to have to do what we have to do to protect our employees and protect our customers.
Have you seen something behind the scenes that really hasn't gotten media play?
The biggest thing that people need to know right now is that our hourly employees are really suffering.
Yeah.
And we need to do, and that's why we're doing the grocery giveaways, but they're the ones that, you know, haven't received stimulus checks yet, are on unemployment, and these are the employees and the industry family that need the most help. I just don't think people realize the magnitude of what these people are going through and what our Atlas family is going through. It's really tough times.
How has your own Atlas Farms helped through this?
Yeah, well, our farm was supposed to serve all the restaurants, and now we're serving the hospitality industry, which is also even better. We're dropping off, you know, we dropped off 400 heads of lettuce last week. We're doing fresh radishes and different things like that, that come up out of the farm. But I mean, really, it's what we're trying to do is put together a grocery bag. So our purveyors, Savile Foods has been great. U.S. Foods has been great. H&S Bakery has been unbelievable. They're donating fresh bread every week. So we've done a great job working with our purveyors to all chip in for this. And then we chip in as well and put together really a grocery package for our employees to get them through not just like a meal, but a few days, if that makes sense.
All right. So give us that location again for tomorrow's drop off.
It's at Izumi, Baltimore, which is outside of the Four Seasons Hotel. It's actually between the Four Seasons Hotel and the Marriott Waterfront.
Thank you for all you're doing.
I appreciate your time.
And best of luck with everything. Thanks again.
Yeah. Stay safe and healthy.